Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
Every country has, well, different broadband and mobile issues. And I'm currently in Australia. It's been roughly 18 months since I was here last time. And I had to acquire a mobile SIM card while I was here. Actually, probably the best choice for that, although, again, I think, you know, every carrier is a little different in the location. But in terms of pricing, it's hard to beat Optus. So they've got a deal where you get 500 megs of data and unlimited talk and text for $2 a day, which for, you know, a short-term visitor like myself is actually pretty reasonable. And if you go over the 500 megs, I think what the agent had told me was, okay, they'll charge you another $2, which, by the way, even the conversion to American dollars, it's very, very reasonable. So I opted for that deal, and yeah, there you go. And then, you know, and you can go down to the 7-Eleven and get top-up cards if you need. But I figure for the time I'm going to be here, well, $20 will probably cover what I need. So that's of course one way. And so, of course, you know, my mobile phone, which is unlocked, can stay connected. And I've also got my True Phone that I use as well for receiving calls from the U.S. because that has a U.S. number, and the inbound call rates for Australia are actually very reasonable. Inbound is free, which is cool because it's a True Phone country. What a novel concept. But then of course there's the broadband that you might have, and, you know, the different Wi-Fi hotspots from what the locals tell me is that they're capped broadband. You know, we talk about that in the States as, you know, Comcast rolling out caps. You get caps on your broadband, and I noticed with the hotel I'm staying at, the paperwork said that I'd actually have to pay for more than 30 minutes a day, which it turns out that's not true. I'm actually getting complimentary, but there was the disclaimer on the site that said, you know, that your internet speeds would be slowed down after a gigabit of data was used. Okay, that's, you know, which again, that sounds pretty typical for Australia actually, and if you use too much, then yeah, you pay more or slowed down. I think one of the guys that lives in Perth was telling me that his cap went up from 250 gigs to a terabit, which, you know, but it's still ADSL. So these, my guess is it's probably hard, you know, with ADSL speeds of, you know, 7-8 megabits per second, it's going to be hard to burn through a terabit. I haven't done the math, but most likely that's, you know, you're probably limited more by that than anything else. Meanwhile, I'm reading about, you know, Comcast, and they're rolling out more broadband caps in the United States, but I guess in Australia, there's also a little more competition. Now, granted, most of it is ADSL based, so it's the same crappy speeds everywhere. But maybe there are some fiber options. I haven't looked, but it's interesting to, you know, one of the things that when I'm different places, I kind of, you know, ask about those things and, you know, try to understand the market. And, you know, among the other things I talk about, of course, you know, consuming the different beers and discussing politics and sport and all the other things that happen. Last night I was sitting with a couple of guys, and we were watching the NCAA college football championship game, and, you know, they were vaguely familiar with NFL, and so it's kind of, and there are some minor differences in college football and the NFL, and so I was explaining some things, and, you know, of course I could decipher we weren't watching the game, we didn't hear what, you know, the game, what was going on, but the different hand motions that the ref was making, and the guy sitting next to me said, well, that looks like traveling. No, he said false start. Little things like that. But yeah, this is one of the things I enjoy about business travel. It's just, you know, I don't know, learning about different things in the world. And yes, I do like to find out about how broadband is, from the locals, not just kind of reading it in the news, but actually talking to people that actually have it and can give me the real story. And yes, even experiencing it through the use of, you know, SIM cards. And I know from talking with some of the other folks I work with at Checkpoint that not every country allows you to just sort of walk into the airport and get a SIM. It's a lot more difficult in certain countries to do that. So it's, you know, I guess it's a first world problem having connectivity, but although it's it's actually becoming increasingly important. It, you know, not just for just, you know, I don't know, social, you know, media or whatever, but yeah, staying connected. It's important to be able to do that, and to be able to do it, you know, for a reasonable cost is, you know, it's something, you know, I take for granted, and you know, it's not, you know, again, some countries are better than others about this. You know, Australia, it seemed to be pretty straightforward coming into Brisbane and just being able to pick up a SIM card at the kiosk outside of the international arrivals. But but it's still important to do that. And yes, we all need more broadband. And I was listening to Winning Slowly earlier and talking, they were talking about, the Facebook, zero rating, thing and that they're doing in India, different countries and how, and some of the ethical issues behind that. And yeah, you know, I think it's better to get access to the open, you know, open, and you know, unfettered internet, but you know, anyway, that, but in having it be done at a reasonable cost, because that's certainly a challenge in India. There's a lot of poor folks some of the stuff's just not even available, right? I mean, they lack the basic infrastructure, and then, you know, of course, making something available that's not the full internet better than, you know, not having access to anything at all. And it's an interesting ethical quandary. You can of course listen to what they have to say about it, and it's I think I've rambled a bit about broadband in places that aren't the United States, and some of the issues therein. So there you go.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.